This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
We have had an insane weekend. A couple companies have taken it upon themselves to run their own toy fair due to toy fair at large canceling due to COVID. There was NECA, Mezco, Boss Fight is running a multi-week campaign. It has been awesome as a toy fan. But before we get into that, you have received an interesting but very cool looking modern retro O-ring style figure that is not the new G.I. Joe line. These actually landed quite a bit of time before that. I'm dying to talk to you about this because you and I have not spoken about these figures at all.
Yeah, Zika Toys, which I know you've supported and backed Zika many times already. I think it's under their Eagle Force, but it's their retro brand. They've got one figure out. It's the Riot Commando. I don't know, man. Whatever it takes to get you into O-ring eventually. These things are incredible. They're just like an O-ring G.I. Joe. They've got the tattoo O-ring. They've got the T-hook. The architecture is pretty much the same, but it's upgraded. So there's two joints in the neck. There's one in the chest, and there's one behind the chin. So it's even a better range of motion for the heads. The rivets in the elbows are hidden, so they're inside, they're not externally facing rivets. And then there's a wrist swivel, so yes, the hands can be popped out. You know, assumedly down the road, you could start customizing hands as well as everything else. I don't know which organization they're a part of narratively. They've got a little symbol in their chest, but I haven't magnifying glass read it yet. They have a bit of a Iron Grenadier, steampunk, gaslight, cyberpunk sort of feel to their helmets. I just threw out a bunch of buzzwords, but you know where I'm going with this. And then they have a really detailed, modern-looking, some sort of assault rifle-ish thing. And with their hand swivels, they can grab the forward grip as well as the trigger guard grip. It's fantastic. And honestly, my first concern with those weapons were as detailed as they are and as small as some of the points on them are, I thought they were going to be like super brittle, right? Like Action Force brittle or super gummy. And they're neither. They've got a good 1980s G.I. Joe feel to the weapon. I got five of them. A little expensive, but you need five in your crew. I mean, you need at least three, right?
So what do they retail at?
25.
Okay.
You know, and 25 is a lot when there's no backpack, there's no extra gear. It's just figure one gun. They don't come on a card. They don't come in a bubble, but you know, the extra articulation engineering and the look and feel of them is fantastic. We've been playing with them with our G.I. Joe, and they fit right in. We've played with them with the Razor Crest, and they fit right in. I think 25 is a little much considering no card, no bubble, one weapon. But I do not at all regret buying these guys. They are fantastic. And now Zika Toys is on my radar for whatever retro O-ring they do next.
This is what I said when and I'll keep this brief because we've already been over this, but I'm more interested in an O-ring figure with tweaks than I am with what appears to be a new molded figure that really, really closely resembles 82 and 84 mm-hmm. with zero architectural updates. And I'm not just trying to be like, I'm a modern guy. But all I'm saying is like, I've said it before. When Grindstone launches, I'm there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you're going to sell me on the vintage aesthetic, you know, I want something like this, or I want something like, and I don't collect He-Man, but He-Man's Origins. When you look at those figures on the card backs, they look old. But when you look closely, they have elbows, wrists, you can pop the heads up. Like, it's the perfect design to capture nostalgia, but we are in 2022.
I haven't unscrewed the back of one of these yet. I don't know what they look like on the inside. I can't tell you how their knees work compared to old Joe's, but I can tell you that they work really well with Joe's. Something interesting, I don't know if I showed you this, they have knee pads, but their knee pad is on the thigh cut, not on the lower leg cut.
Nice.
So with a lot of, like the Cobra Trooper, when you bend the leg, the knee pad is on the lower. These are on the upper. They're able to go down on their knees well for, you know, like a kneel down shot. It doesn't take away from the figure at all.
Pure speculation here, but I have to assume that if this small run of O-ring figures from Zika was successful, they might be able to do a bigger run in the future, bringing the price down.
Part of this might also be that when I ordered these, it took 3 days to get to my house. Three.
Hey, that ain't
bad. 3 days. So they paid for this up front. You know what? If they want to charge me a little extra because I had to wait 3 days instead of
a year,
13 months. Yeah, man, I'll pay that little bit of extra. 3 days, bro. I put in for five and it was like, sure, we got you on Wednesday. All right.
Zika Toys suffered from the, I guess, I don't even, the funniest way to put it, it was just like the factory snafu, where apparently there was one guy working at the factory that was essentially extorting U.S. toy creators. Google it if you want. Look on Facebook. You can find it. Anyways, they had a lot to prove because the Eagle Force line and the Larry Hama figure, which are all, you know, it's all kind of shared with Zika and all those companies that were kind of tied together, sharing tooling, sharing whatever. They got pinched hard. And, you know, there was some crazy uncertainty with whether we were ever going to see anything. And then once all that started to get sorted and stuff started to show up, you know, people became a lot more forgiving. I'm just echoing what you said, which is yes. They paid and cut the tools for these O-ring figures on their own. There was no Kickstarter. There was no pledge system. This was straight up, we hear you. We're making O-rings.
Here's my favorite thing. Yes, it's an army builder, but they put out one figure. I didn't have to go $5,000 deep to get one of everything. It was one figure and I could go five deep. I could splurge a little on a builder and boom, I got me a builder. And when they put out a single figure, I can buy that single figure without having to stress about whatever army builder I have to skip to get it. As I said, man, I'll drop 25 on the next O-ring they drop. Yes, I can tell you I would like a little bit more of a premium, whatever, but I'm in and I'm going to spend that money and I'm going to buy those figures because this Riot Commando is proving to be a lot of fun. And he fits really well, or they fit really well in with my G.I. Joes.
I'm very happy to hear that. Now, also on the topic of a higher premium with the premium delivery, you and I both received the Razor Crest.
Which I just mentioned, I've been playing with it with Riot Commandos.
First and foremost, before I get into my thoughts here, I just have to say, you got yours a couple days before mine. And I was absolutely shocked to see it was immediately out of the box because your sail barge is still in the mailer.
My Jabba's katana, sail barge, whatever, is not only still on the mailer, but that mailer has effectively been a lamp stand, a lamp table for 2 years.
I got my Razor Crest. I saw some quality control issue posts online, so I knew what to be a little careful on. But I'm hyped. I don't feel any form of disappointment. I think it was worth the wait. I have a lot to say on future speculation, but we'll talk about the Razor Crest first. I've already found two Instagram pages where two guys are customizing them and adding lights.
I'm waiting to see what Empire Toy Works does.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because he modified the katana right out of the box.
You and I talked briefly the other day. I was a little bit concerned for you because I assumed that when you opened this and I knew it was a big hit in your household, I was like, he's about to be hitting me up being like, I'm in trouble, man. A has just handed me a list of vintage collection figures. Half of these don't exist. Half of them are five waves ago in triple digits. What do I do? But instead, you're like, still doesn't care about modern Star Wars.
Still
it's O-ring Joe's.
You know, to the point where he asked me to open Grogu. So I did. And he put Grogu inside his little hammock, little area, put the lid back on. He's not touched that Grogu since. And then he didn't even want me to open the Jawa. I was like, I'll open it. He's like, I don't care. He's like, it's got a weird coconut thing. I don't care. I'm like, all right. And immediately he throws Starduster in it and he throws, a couple other Joes. But he was like, well, it's a spaceship and this is Starduster. So Starduster's got to be in this thing. And then the commandos show up to fight him over it. I'm like, all right. I was like, are the commandos part of Cobra? And he's like, no, there's somebody separate. Perfect. and he's played with it every day since we got it.
I mean, I don't know how you couldn't. I mean, like, it is...
It's an incredible play set as well as an incredible vehicle.
Yes. And honestly, he has the advantage of having small hands.
Oh, my God. I made him do the weapons locker.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the weapons locker yet. I put it together. I made sure everything fit, in terms of landing gear and like the landing gear doors and all that stuff. I'm hoping that I can actually get my basement build going next week.
Okay.
I did open the Razor Crest because there was no way I was going to wait. Because I'd already waited, a year and some months for this thing to arrive. But don't really have a place to put it right now. So it's kind of sitting on like our coffee table type thing in the living room. It is a beautiful centerpiece, but I'm kind of holding off on diving into like the weapons locker and the bags and all that stuff until like I kind of have a home for it. But I am dying to take it outside while I still have snow. And do the shot from the first episode where he's walking with the blue fish guy. I've seen somebody else do it already. I don't care. It's that guy. I wish I knew the name of the account that did it because they clearly shot it with a real camera and it looked amazing. But I'm going for it because I'm currently living in a frozen hell. But I'm just glad that we both got the Razor Crest and we both like no complaints. And that's. When you pay, $350 or whatever it was for this, like, if it doesn't deliver, that's a hard...
That's a sting, yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow. I mean, that's a lot of money. But I, like I said, I feel great about it. I'm, like, I'm hyped on it. It's solid.
We haven't had any problems with ours, and it's been in constant play. I mean, until yesterday, it lived on his bedroom floor. And since it's Sunday, like for Sunday night, he actually put it on the stand and put it away as we walk into next week. But I don't expect it to stay on the stand for very long. And so let's talk about the whole delivery situation, right? for whatever reason, maybe I'm misremembering or maybe shit's just moved, but I thought Destro was supposed to deliver September through December of last year. When I looked, Destro from Mezco is slated for like June to August of this year. Roblox is slated for July to September of this year. I mean, we're talking like 18 months for those two to show up. They're not even a vehicle too large for my kid to hold and run. They're just two action figures. But this weekend, we got Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes as announcements for the old Mezco 112 collective.
I think part of that is they put those out. I believe Destro went up for pre-order in a pre-vaccine world.
He was March 17, 2020 when I ordered him.
Okay.
I know March 17 was right. The year might be wrong.
It might have been 21 because it was right around the time that I got that big record box set.
It was 2021. So March 17, 2021 is when I pre-ordered Destro.
Roadblock was not that far after, right?
No, he was June 30th. And then in September is when they announced Firefly, but we have not gotten a pre-order yet.
Or even a full reveal. We just got the Storm Shadow treatment, which was just like the head.
Yes. This weekend, we got Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. Snake Eyes, we got a little more than we got Storm Shadow. But then again, I mean, he could just be that diabolique with a bunch of grenades on his chest. Yeah. I'm honestly kind of curious the way Mezco kits out their figures. They could easily make this one Snake Eyes both Commando and Ninja.
I mean, obviously, you know that I am hoping.
Because they did that with Roblox.
Yes, I'm hoping that, I'm hoping for the alternative goggles head. That is like, I assume that we will get a second secondary. It's not going to be perfect Commando or perfect version 2 Ninja, which I'm fine with. I like the fusion. Now we're getting kind of deep cut Mezco stuff here. But if you remember when we got, I believe it was the Brown Gomez.
Yes, the Adventure Gomez.
Mm-hmm. The Adventure Gomez, I believe in his book is where we saw Atticus Doom.
Yeah, it was in one of those books. We just got Atticus Doom right before Mezco started their toy fair as a pre-order.
Yeah, that was kind of their... That wasn't a pre-order. That was a buy it now.
Oh.
So he will be shipping in the next couple weeks.
Nice. But
if you look at that timeline, that Adventure Gomez came out in like April. That Adventure Gomez came out in April, and it was just a comic book drawing of Atticus Doom with really nothing. It was almost like a paid advertisement for his business or something. If you don't follow Mezco, they tend to sometimes not show you anything, and they just drop a pre-order. And in all honesty, sometimes you don't even have a chance to see what the figure comes with. It's like you can pre-order, or if you take the time to scroll through the pictures, you might not get it. Now, I will say, with Destro and Roadblock, specifically Roadblock, there was a weekend period where you could pre-order. It was not like an exclusive drop. A lot of their exclusive drops happen to be their own thing. If anybody's on the fence about any of these G.I. Joe Mezco figures, you know, number one, just go to Big Bad Toy Store and look at Destro and Roadblock. Look at their kit out. Like these figures, yes, they're expensive, but they come loaded with gear. So it's kind of a situation where it has a high price tag, but in my eyes, I have not gotten a single Mezco figure that I felt shorted me for the price. And I have bought way too much Mezco.
Price per pound, Mezco, I mean, they really do it right.
So I got a Mezco figure that actually kind of does not tie into this thematically, but this weekend, Saturday, I got a Nosferatu figure. He's a crazy looking figure, super cool. This is their second version of Nosferatu. This figure came with two wolves. They're non-articulated. They kind of look undead-ish. They look like a hound of hell, per se. So I don't think either of them will be a direct, like, repaint for Timber, but...
But it shows that they can do the sculpting for a wolf.
Yes. Now, I will say, like, it is not... Like, they're not articulated. They are static pieces. But, I'm just saying that this figure came with... He doesn't come with guns because he's, you know, an ancient vampire. But he came with 6 rats, 3 bats, a lantern, a bunch of hands, 3 heads total, a hat, like a huge cloak, figure stand, 2 wolves, and like a smoke effect.
Wow.
You know, we could see Snake Eyes loaded with gear, probably 2 heads. You'll probably get visor and goggles since there's no expression. Or they might go crazy and give us like a half-scarred face or something. I don't know.
It's all speculation. We're just...
Yes.
This is our hope.
Yeah. So...
I just want to see a pre-order date. That's right now, but... I'm ready. But yes, I agree with you. Like, I expect to see the whole kit and caboodle. And if they can swap between Commando and Ninja for gear, I don't see why they wouldn't. They did that with Roadblock. So you can basically build a version 1 and a version 2 Roadblock out of that. Not really appropriate for Destro, but for Snake Eyes, works the same. You could do it. I would love to see them drop a Timber on us.
I guess the other upside that we can throw in here is even if they don't give us a Timber, like, I have 2 articulated Timbers.
Absolutely. If they were to do a second version of a Snake Eyes with, like, the whole turtleneck look that Hasbro dropped, I would have to get a couple of those. Those are incredible. But the way they're looking at it, looking like it's 1985, a little bit of a latexy sort of feel to it. If they made it so it could hot swap back and forth, that would be ideal. I'm going to order a couple anyway. Same with Storm Shadow. That Storm Shadow profile was killer. I would have liked to have seen that to be a cloth pullover since we know what Tommy's face looks like. But... even with it being a sculpted on mask, that Storm Shadow profile was kind of hot.
Well, I'm going to just throw out the speculation that I can't think of a single Mezco figure that only comes with 1 head. So my guess is that we're going to get an unmasked, again, guess being the key word. I guess that we're going to get an unmasked snake or Storm Shadow head.
Sure.
Like it would be, I would be truly shocked. I mean, I think we'll probably get 2 heads with the balaclava mask, 1 angry, 1 not angry, whatever. But I kind of fully suspect that we will get an unmasked head with Storm Shadow.
These guys like to show out, so I'm curious where they're going to go. Because a ninja by itself is pretty basic. But the way they work their ninjas is kind of dope.
Well, I was going to say is, like, I have a Ninja Gomez that is... The amount of gear he comes with is insane. I think Storm Shadow is easily going to be probably one of the best licensed G.I. Joe figures we'll ever see. I'm just knowing what they have in their catalog for equipment alone, like I'm not even considering how well they do the soft goods like ninja gear. You know, I'm just talking strictly in equipment. Like, they have everything you could want to kit out Storm Shadow, like, perfectly. And then the potential for Red Ninjas or Ninja Viper or Ninja Ku or Satan or whoever you want to throw out here.
Oh, shit. Now I'm going to have to pre-order, like, 10 of these things so I can start customizing. Who can dye some cloth for me? Damn it. Thanks, Joel.
Well, I mean, I think eventually we'll see them. Kind of what I guess. I mean, I'm assuming that the line is doing well enough that... They have teased now 3 more figures before the first 2 have delivered. In other crazy licensing news, Hiya Toys revealed that they are introducing a 4-inch G.I. Joe.
I don't own any Hiya. I know their early Predator stuff had complaints. I hear they're good now. I don't have anything for this, man. When it drops, I'm curious. I hope it brings warmth back to your cold modern heart.
Well, I mean, Haya, like Joy Toy, have suffered a lot of, I feel like sometimes they try to put a little too much into a figure, a little too fast. We'll say it. Well, Joy Toy is more of the speed demon. Haya Toy is not. Yeah, Joy Toy is relentless, but I have a handful of Predators. Now, to be full disclosure, they're early wave stuff. I got them on a smoking deal on clearance, so like I don't care that they're a little bit finicky, I guess. I will say I'm hoping that the first reveal of Haya Joy Toy is like just a couple of core characters so I can get them in hand, feel them out before they, you know, release a troop builder. I guess my big hope is that whatever they give us is their own spin. You know, I hope that it's like their interpretation of G.I. Joe. I'm just really, really hoping that it is not just, you know, I mean, unless they kind of fill the holes on what we didn't get in Pursuit of Cobra forward. But I don't think that these will ever necessarily blend perfectly. I don't know.
I don't think they're supposed to. I mean, if they want them to blend perfectly, Hasbro can keep them. Hasbro's not going to hand the keys to the house and say, mimic us, right? They're minding the store. So they're going to have to put their own look and feel on things. And hopefully, you know, it elevates the brand so that when Hasbro's ready to do modern again, they're just that much better.
I mean, that's my hopes. And I guess like that's pretty much all I can say on Haya until we at least see a figure, you know. The other huge thing for me this weekend is I have been following Boss Fights, Boss Fest, or whatever they're calling it. I'm just going to throw out the stuff that was covered strictly in 4-inch. I'm not covering anything outside the realm of 4-inch. There's some other cool stuff that they've announced, but I'm keeping this in interest of you know, our show. I'm keeping this directly into my interest.
Sure.
Wow, I'm looking at this list that I have typed out. And
it's a big list. And there's only one thing on that list that I am buying.
So I'll save that for a little later then so we can break up my monotony. I'll just do a rapid fire here. Like, they've shown new product for the four Hero Hacks lines, which are Flash Gordon, the Phantom, Tarzan, and Zorro. With Flash Gordon, they basically kind of gave us updates on where things are at in production, and they showed grayscale input drawings for King Vulton, Thumb the Lion Man, and Princess Aurora, I think. They didn't say her name. I don't know if they're pulling from the comics, so, you know, I knew the other two because they're super identifiable, but when I was watching the movie, And I knew that Boss Fight was doing the lines, King Vulton was one of the figures where I was like, I hope they do that. He's got wings. Like, I know they could knock this out of the park. He's kind of a fat guy, so it'll be like awesome to have this like husky figure, you know?
Right.
Then they did some Phantom reveals, which there's a funny thing where Big Bad Toy Store kind of like revealed a couple of things. Just, I don't know if it was by accident, but there was no press tied to it. There is a Phantom with Hero, which is his horse. There's variations of the first two figures, just repaints. But something very cool, the next wave that's coming is the 11th Phantom and a Sing Pirate, which is a troop builder. So there's finally a villain in this line.
How many are you going to get? And why is that number 22?
It really depends on, they're sold as a troop builder. You know, Eric had said in his short video that they come with stuff so you can kit them out. I know they come with two heads. I'm going to probably get, I would say five. I mean, they're right at the $25 to $28 price point. So five is probably about my limit until I get them in hand and see what's going on. I mean, they're not up for pre-order now, so I have got plenty of time to decide, but I'm hyped. I am, obviously, you know, I've talked about the Phantom on here before, but They said that they're going to really dig deep into the lore, and I'm really hoping, I'm kind of reading between the lines, big speculation notice here. I have a feeling we're going to get a Phantom in disguise. Like, we're going to get him in the trench coat with the hat and the glasses. That is going to be an awesome figure. I hope it comes. I'm assuming it's coming. They showed two more Tarzan figures. One is what they're calling Tarzan version 2, which is cool, comes with great gear, not that much, not crazy different from the first one. But then they're doing a new character called La of Apar, which is this, like, some, I don't know that much about the Tarzan lore, but she's a badass looking figure with crazy ornate costume. Whew. Like, the detail is awesome. Kind of the bigger thing so far, they spent a little bit more time on Zorro, and they're doing a Zorro the Gay Blade 2-pack.
They're doing a Zorro the Gay Blade?
2-pack.
Oh, so my God. Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah. So you're going to get...
Did I not know this before now? Have you never mentioned this to me? Or have I just forgotten?
No, they just announced it, and honestly, like, I didn't know... Like, I know that you have been, like, actively trying to avoid diving down into any other line, so I didn't really say anything.
Also, Zorro the Gay Blade is not, like, a super well-known spoof movie.
Yeah.
So are they doing Yellow Like a Banana? I mean, like, they're going down the whole line?
So they're doing a 2-pack that comes with the black-suited Zorro, and then when the actor plays his own twin brother and is in the gold.
Yes.
So they're doing, yeah, they're doing black suit, gold suit, 2-pack. Apparently it's going to come in like a killer. They're doing special packaging. I don't know what it is. That wasn't revealed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm hyped.
Oh my God. That's so good. That's funny. I mean, I say all that, but I haven't watched that movie since I was a teenager, so it may not hold up. It may be problematic, but as a teenager, I thought it was the height of comedy, and the fact that they're doing that kind of a deep dive is impressive.
I'm going to have to buy it because you can't, as far as I could tell, I don't think you can stream it anywhere.
If it ends up being really insulting instead of really celebrating, just give me the whole, like, you know, sad face nod and I'll never mention it again.
Well, I assume that it must not come across as a hurtful movie because I don't think Boss Fight would touch it if it was. In addition to this crazy reveal, the next wave of Zorro, because that's kind of its standalone thing, the next wave is based off Mask of Zorro, the Antonio Banderas. So it's Antonio Banderas and also Catherine Zeta-Jones as Elena. They've teased those, like, input drawings before, but they showed, like, the full color renderings. You know, I was so hyped that I rewatched the Mask of Zorro today, and tomorrow night, if I have time, I'm gonna dive into the sequel, The Legend of Zorro, or whatever it's called, from 7 years later. I'm real hyped on the Zorro stuff. That Zorro figure is one of my favorite that they have put out.
Are you in for the whole line?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I pre-ordered the Gay Blade 2-pack and Mask of Zorro is all up for pre-order right now. I immediately grabbed those.
I love this, dude.
I'll send you a link.
I don't need them. Although I guess I do need to go and look at a link for one other thing. But
a quick one that I don't really have anything to say on other than I'll probably order it because they look crazy and I've kind of been dipping my toes a little bit more into their fantasy realm. I have no idea what Court of the Dead is. I think it's like a card game or something.
I've never heard of it either.
All I know is Sideshow puts out $300 statues that people go cuckoo crazy for.
God damn. All right.
Now, they have Wave 1 on pre-order. I don't know the names. I can barely get through the names of this order, so all I'm going to say is if you have any interest in Court of the Dead, just go to the Boss Fight website and figure it out yourself. Sorry.
Yeah, we're not a new show. I get it.
So essentially, they put up four figures. They all have really long, crazy names. They didn't put them up. They just showed input drawings and were basically like, we love this line. It's getting a good response. So we've extended our wave 2 to four figures instead of two figures. I'm probably going to go for them. They all look crazy and weird. Like I said, I've been kind of dipping into the fantasy stuff a little bit more, just kind of really scratching that. Like, I need new 4-inch stuff. I want stuff that I don't have. Which brings us to the final announcement, which you can actually have something to say about, because I actually don't. I started the show and fell off. I'm still going to buy the figures. They announced the next 4 Umbrella Academy figures.
Dude, it's Umbrella Academy, man. Like, you really got to dig in.
I know. I got to get back on the show.
Yeah, the 4 that they had previously announced, I pre-ordered those. And, you know, I'm not a modern guy. Oh my God, shock. But it's Umbrella Academy and I had to. Since A doesn't play with 4-inch, once again, do a shot, I guess. How many times we mentioned this? These are just going to be on display. They're just going to be just for me. That said, I'm sure he'll mess with them, but they're not going to stick. But I'm very excited by this line. As much as I'm liking like what they're showing us, it's all Netflix show based. If they were to do these off the comics, dude, it would be wild.
You know, I was thinking about that because Flash Gordon is kind of split. It's like half movie, half comic. Zorro is the first 2 Zorro figures, I believe, are not. They're based off of novels. They're not anything to do with the movies. Now, obviously, this, you know, Gabe Blade is a movie. Obviously, you know, The Mask of Zorro is a movie, whatever. So I wonder if we will hit Umbrella Academy comic figures, or I wonder if they could only get maybe the license is only extended to the live action show. I don't know.
If they're only dropping 4 figures at a wave and they're only dropping these like once a year or so, they may not be able to get to some of the weird esoteric stuff. I mean, they did 4 figures and now with wave 2 that they announced, yeah, they're getting Pogo in there, but you're still missing, you know, siblings. You're still missing Hargreaves himself. That's not even to talk about any of the villains. I mean, outside of Vanya, I suppose, there's a lot of villains to take into consideration. And then when you start getting into the comics, the interdimensional people, I can't remember their names right now, those guys looked wonky as shit in the comics, whereas in the cartoons, they came in tack gear and, you know, the fish head dude. But you start getting into, you know, when they go to hell and they do all the other stuff, man, it gets, they're going to have to put out more than 4 every 18 months if they're going to want to dig that deep. I mean, Zorro, they seem to be hitting like hard across the line. With this, they're just like, here's a small little 4 and here's 4 more that we want to do next. Now, they're already talking like wave 3 and 4, but they're going to have to pick up production numbers if they're going to want to get wild.
I hope they.
I mean, maybe they don't. I mean, once you get past the children, then all you have is wild, right?
I'm hoping if there's a company that I know can pull off crazy and actually nail it, it's Boss Fight. I mean,
then it's in the right hands, and no matter what they're going to do with it, I'm going to be interested. Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
This has been the Order of Battle.